Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's game day, Brew Crew fans. And we'll get you ready before first pitch. Coming up, today's starting lineups. We'll debate the hot topics in Milwaukee. You'll hear the scoop from the skipper. Now, live from the International Hyundai Greenfield and Hyundai West Dallas studios, this is the Pella Windows and Doors Baseball on Deck Show, built by Ozinga. Together, building better. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome in, Brewers fans. It is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show, built by Ozinga. Together, building better here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm your host, the mayor, Mitch Ross, here getting you set for game two of three between the Brewers and the Dodgers down at Miller Park here this evening. First pitch coming up at 6:10. Chase Anderson goes for the crew against Clayton Kershaw for the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Brewers have not won a game. I think it was last Tuesday the last time they won a game. Nearly 2 weeks ago, they've lost seven straight. All-star break in there, a somewhat tumultuous all-star break that we'll get into here in just a little bit. We'll hear from Brewers manager Craig Counsell coming up here in just about 5 minutes or so. On the on-deck show, we'll be joined by Bill Schmid, Baby Tausch, co-host of the Blaine's Farm and Fleet postgame show presented by Milwaukee Admirals Hockey, as well as Robert Murray, the new Brewers beat writer for the newly launched Athletic Wisconsin. We'll go inside the clubhouse and hear from Brewers third baseman Travis Shaw. Baby Tausch down there, he caught up with him just moments ago. Again, down at Miller Park. First, we'll get you caught up on last night's action. The Brewers fall 6-4 in the opener, as we mentioned. Now, seven straight losses for your Milwaukee Brewers. And obviously, times are tough right now for your Milwaukee Brewers. It's been a long stretch here, and we hope they get back on the winning ways here tonight. First, Chris Taylor scored on a wild pitch in the third inning. Obviously, a disaster of a third inning for Wade Miley, who did kind of pitch solidly last night. So, that was good to see for sure coming out of the All-Star break, but again, it was not enough to get the win. And that rough third inning, just one run would cross the plate for the Dodgers. 1-0. It would stay that way until the bottom of the fifth when Christian Yelich would step to the plate and do some damage.
Yelich with a base hit. That's going to get to the wall. Pena will score. And Ed Cedar is going to wave home Miley. He's on his way to throw to the plate. The tag. He is out at home.
Yeah. That highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Ed Cedar sends the starting pitcher Wade Miley on a ball into the right center, the right field corner, and Jesus Aguilar coming up next. So definitely an interesting decision there to send the starting pitcher. He was out by a mile. So 1-1 at that point after five innings. We'd move to the top of the seventh. Chris Taylor single to left to score Chase Utley, and Max Muncy would double to right center to score him. So they would tack on a couple of runs there, 3-1. After the top of the seventh and the bottom of the eighth would hit, and Jesus Aguilar would do his best to get the Brewers back in the picture.
There's a drive deep in the left field. Aguilar grabs that top spot right back. Number 25 for Jesus. It's a one-run game.
25 home runs on the year for Jesus Aguilar. That one 401 feet off of Daniel Hudson. In the bottom of the eighth, 3-2 at that point. Then we'd go to the top of the ninth, and the big blow would come off the bat of Kike Hernandez.
Hernandez in the air to center. That's hit deep. Lorenzo Cain is on the run. Cain can't get it. That's a three-run home run for Kike Hernandez, and that is a killer.
6-2 at that point, and again, Lorenzo Cain unable to make the catch there as the ball just scraped over the center field fence. Three runs cross the plate on that play. 6-2 at that point. The Dodgers will go to the bottom of the ninth, have to go to Kenley Jansen, who, by the way, I think I'd rather be stranded in the Sahara Desert than have to face that guy. He is a big, big man with a lot of movement on that baseball. But Christian Yelich, he ain't scared.
There's a shot. That's fair. And that's going to get down into the corner. They are off to the races. In the score is Pena. Phillips right behind him. On his way to third. It's a stand-up triple for Yelich.
Obviously, that highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. The Brewers did their best to keep it close, 6-4 at that point, but the Dodgers would ultimately hang on and get the win, 6-4 last night. Rich Hill, he gets the win. He's 3-4 on the season. He went six innings, Brewers had 5 hits against him, 1 run. It was earned. 4 walks for Rich Hill. Struck out 9 batters over 6 innings for him. Kenley Jansen gets a save. It's his 28th of the year. Wade Miley went 6 innings also last night. 4 hits, 1 run. It was not earned. And 2 walks for Wade Miley. 2 strikeouts, 83 pitches thrown. His ERA is actually at 1.56. The loss goes to Taylor Williams. He went an inning. 5 hits, 2 runs. They were both earned. 1 walk, 24 pitches thrown in that one inning for Taylor Williams. The Brewers fall 6-4. They are now 55-44 on the year, 30-19 at home. And speaking of home, let's get you the starting lineups before this one gets going here out at Miller Park.
You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show, built by Ozinga on the Fan. Who's leading off? Who's batting cleanup? Here's today's look around the diamond with the Waukesha Sports Cards starting lineup. Do you have an upcoming charity event or fundraiser? Waukesha Sports Cards has a great selection of authentic autographed sports memorabilia. Call them at 262-544-0959.
Live from the International Hyundai Greenfield and Hyundai West Dallas Studios, Mayor Mitch here getting you set for game 2 of 3 between the Brewers and the Dodgers. Out at Miller Park, let's get you those starting lineups here. Ryan Braun returns to the lineup. First, we'll start with the visiting Los Angeles Dodgers with a record of 54-43 on the year. Leading off and out in left field, Jock Peterson batting second, newly acquired shortstop Manny Machado batting third, and in right field again tonight, Matt Kemp batting fourth, and at third base, Max Muncy batting fifth and behind home plate for the Dodgers, Yasmani Grandal batting sixth, and out in center field, it's Chris Taylor batting seventh and playing first tonight for the Dodgers. Cody Bellinger batting eighth and out at second base. Enrique Kike Hernandez, he hits eighth and batting ninth. And doing the pitching for the Dodgers, it is Clayton Kershaw. To the Brewers, leading off in center field, Lorenzo Cain batting second. And in left field, Christian Yelich batting third. And at third base today, Jesus Aguilar batting fourth. And at first base, Ryan Braun batting fifth. The shortstop, Tyler Saladino, God bless him, batting sixth, it's the second baseman, Hernan Perez, batting seventh, and out in right field tonight, Keon Broxton, batting eighth, and behind home plate for the Crew tonight, Eric Kratz, batting ninth, and doing the pitching for the Brewers is Chase Anderson. Those lineups for you again here one more time. For the Dodgers, it's Peterson, Machado, Kemp, Muncy, Grandal, Taylor, Bellinger, Hernandez, and Kershaw. And for the Brewers, it's Kane, Yelich, Aguilar, Braun, Saladino, Perez, Broxton, Kratz, and Chase Anderson. A little bit more on the pitching matchup now. Anderson 6-7 with a 3.78 ERA. He looks to take the momentum built in his last 5 starts. Before the All-Star break, he posted a 1.65 ERA over his last 5 starts, but recorded only 1 win in that span. He took a loss his last time out. Pitched well, though, holding the Pirates to just 2 runs on 6 hits and a pair of walks over 5 1/3 innings. He's 1-4 with a 5.44 ERA in 9 starts against the Dodgers in his career. So definitely struggling a little bit against the Dodgers. For Clayton Kershaw, he's 3-4 with a 2.74 ERA in just 13 starts this season. He's 5-0 with a 2.95 ERA against the Brewers in his career. Let's hear from the skipper.
What's Craig Counsell have planned for today's game? Let's find out with today's scoop from the skipper. This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show, built by Ozinga on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Brewers have lost 7 straight. Manager Craig Counsell a little bit grouchy, according to sources here before the game. Let's hear what he had to say.
How big is it to get Ryan back? You know, and try to. You were talking last night about wanting to score more runs to get another, you know, experienced bat back. What does that mean for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we talked about is, you know, as we kind of go through this homestand, we expect to get healthier. And when we got Manny back yesterday, and now we get Ryan back, and Eric's making very good progress as well. So, you know, our health is important. You know, we've talked about that. It's important going forward, and we're, you know, as each day goes by, you feel like we're making progress towards that.
It's also, like, production is important, too, and he had a very un-Ryan Braun first half in terms of production.
Yeah.
Like, in your conversations with him, does he seem like he's a little more motivated than usual to make something of the second half?
I think Ryan certainly he didn't have a great first half, and I think he'd tell you that. I think that there's a little bit of you know, I think his expected based on how he hit the ball was better than it, than his kind of surface line shows. So I do expect him to be better this half, just because I think that the luck will even out a little bit first, and I think he'll play better. But he's obviously an important, you know, he's important for us. Certainly an important option for us, and you know, we'd like to be able to get him in there on a, you know, kind of semi-regular basis for sure.
You mentioned Eric being not far behind. Like, is he, what activity is he?
He's taken BP the last 3 days. He's out on the field today running, so you know, we're doing good. You know, we've still got some hurdles to cross, but we're taking kind of the steps that are, you know, like I've always say, when you're on the field running, we're in a really good place.
What about with Johnny and Plum?
Johnny's a little, he'd be a little behind that. You know, we haven't started anything with the bat yet, so we're still kind of receiving treatment in that area. I don't have any kind of timetable on him at this point.
How'd Matt look today?
Yeah, Matt was good. I mean, he was supposed to go to Wisconsin, and you know, we made a call with the weather. We'll probably get, I don't know if we'll be right on the weather, but we just, it looked a little ominous in Wisconsin tonight, or in Appleton tonight. So we changed the plans to just to make sure he got, you know, one, we make sure he pitched, and then two, we could control the number of pitches here. So it served a good purpose, and everything went well. He did great. And his next outing will be in Colorado Springs.
Like the way all you guys showed up for Josh's news conference yesterday before the game, what does that show about how they handle and respond to that kind of situation?
Yeah, it's not about that situation to me. It's just about who they are as a team, and so it's you know, to me, a sign of connection, a sign of family, and that was something they did completely on their own, and I, you know, you kind of expect it, because that's how they treat each other.
Did you want to give both Josh and JJ a day a stay after pitching in Austin, or would they have been available?
No, I wasn't going to use Josh yesterday. JJ was available.
Okay.
Yeah.
We talked about the offense a little bit last night, but just, you know, for as much as we've talked about, you know, when you guys have been successful, it's taking a lead, or when you homer, and when those things don't happen, how much pressure does that put on the offense as you get deeper into the game?
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, it's, you know, if you haven't scored, the chance, you're either behind or, you know, it's kind of at best tied, so it's, you know, there's a, it affects who you're facing on the other team as the bullpen kind of wears on, and it's just, you know, it for us it means different things. So I think every team, I think playing with the leads, you know, it's not going to happen every day, but it's important. And you know, we're just in a stretch where, you know, the runs kind of early in the game against starters have just been a little limited, and you know, it's that's not a different, it's just something that we need, it needs to happen. You know, you need to get some leads and need to get some runs going against the starters.
Will today's weather affect the game? Let's get today's field and game conditions. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, built by Ozinga on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yes, it is. Mayor Mitch here getting you set for first pitch between the Brewers and the Dodgers. 6:10. Is that first pitch out at Miller Park? Chase Anderson looks to be the stopper today for the Crews. For the Crew, it'll be tough though, as he will face Clayton Kershaw for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Let's take a look at the weather now. My kind of day out there: 70 degrees, overcast. Stray shower or two around out at Miller Park. So if you're out there tailgating, be safe, and obviously you should be all right. But there might be a couple of stray showers here and there. So bring a poncho or two for the kids or something, and take care of yourselves out there, out in the parking lots at Miller Park. We're going to hit a quick break. Coming up next, it's a roundtable. You're not going to want to miss this one. Robert Murray of the Athletic Wisconsin, the newly launched Athletic Wisconsin. He'll join us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, as well as Bill Baby Tal Schmid. You can hear him after the game tonight and after most every game here on The Fan on the Blaine's Farm and Fleet Baseball postgame show presented by Milwaukee Admirals Hockey. More of the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck show built by Ozinga. Together, building better here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's time to debate the big issues surrounding the crew. Get ready for the roundtable, sponsored by McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck show, built by Ozinga on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yes, it is, and it's live from the International Hyundai Greenfield and Hyundai West Dallas studios, broadcasting live as well on the new radio.com app. Check that thing out for us here. The only way to hear us online going forward here on The Fan is the radio.com app. Hope you guys are enjoying that as well. Time now for the roundtable. We'll go and hit the Great Midwest Bank hotline and welcome in a couple of guys here that are down at Miller Park this afternoon. First, Bill Babytow Schmid, co-host of the Blaine's Farm and Fleet postgame show presented by Milwaukee Admirals Hockey. You can hear him after each and every game here on The Fan. Follow him on Twitter at Bill Schmid Radio. Billy, thanks for a couple of minutes this afternoon.
Mitch, thanks for having me. Always a joy to hop on and talk some Brewers baseball, especially when they've lost seven in a row.
Yeah.
At some point, it's got to change, right?
It's a lot of, well, it has to. Law of averages. I mean, it's a lot of fun, you know, especially Council. He was having fun just a few little while ago with the media as well. Also on the Great Midwest Bank hotline, it's Robert Murray of the newly launched Athletic Wisconsin. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRobertMurray. Robert, thanks for a couple of minutes this afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you bet. So first, Robert, I'll start with you. I mean, the first half of the season for the Brewers couldn't have ended on a worse note. Now the hater situation comes along over the All-Star break. Couldn't ask for a better time to join the beat, right?
It has been the most hectic experience of my life, and we're only at day four into my tenure here at the Athletic. I mean, we got the hater situation, losing seven in a row. It's just been a whirlwind. I'm hoping it slows down. I'm hoping nobody else has some silly tweets out there. So I'm crossing my fingers.
Yeah, no, I mean, as do I. You know, I would like to see the Brewers get back to playing baseball here a little bit. But first of all, I guess just tell us a little bit about the Athletic Wisconsin. I know it's a newly launched, just launched this week, obviously, as you said. So what can we get with the Athletic?
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of in-depth stuff. I mean, you're going to get a lot of features from me. I started my first feature today. It's going to be on Corbin Burns. I mean, you're going to get Packers coverage as well. That's going to be in-depth. We have really talented writers. You also have Pat Garcia, who's joining me on the Brewers beat here for the Athletic. And then you also have Wisconsin coverage from Jesse Temple, who's one of the best in the business. So you're going to get unique coverage. You're not going to get coverage like this anywhere else. I would highly recommend subscribing because, in addition to this, we have a lot of talented writers across the country. It's a really good place to be right now.
No question about it. And Billy, I'll go over to you now. And I ask you this a lot because you're down there a lot of Saturdays for home games. But I genuinely and sincerely mean it this time. What's that clubhouse like today? Seven straight, hater stuff. I mean, it's got to be different.
You know, it was interesting, Mitch. As you go in there and you look around, the faces are obviously all the same, but the emotions are definitely a little bit different. You come back off 4 days off, and in the middle of it, joking around with some of the PR guys today, it was like a day off. It wasn't a four-day break. There's been obviously a lot going on, a lot being thrown around. But ultimately, when I talk to Travis Shaw, you're going to hear it in about 10, 15 minutes, he basically just says it's time to get back to baseball. And to whatever man you want to talk about this with, in the end, that's what they're going to say. They're going to say that we still have 63 games to go, and it starts tonight going up against one of the best pitchers of all time in Clayton Kershaw, one of the best I've ever seen personally in my generation. I know a lot of people have seen a lot of pitchers throw, and this guy is just as electric as any of the other ones that you're going to see stack up in a major league uniform. And there's no time and there's no rest for the weary, as they're going to say. You're going to have to get right back into this thing, and you're going to have to start playing some better baseball. And it starts with scoring some runs. Craig Council talked about it last night, Robert. They need to score some runs. And if the pitching staff keeps holding up their end of the bargain, and the offense can start getting off the schneid a little bit here, it's going to be a fun last 63 games. So there wasn't, Mitch, if I was going to say there wasn't a lot of fear, there wasn't, you know, some angst in the clubhouse, it was basically just business as usual. These guys are very, very good, and we like to congratulate them whenever we have a chance because it's something that I know I couldn't do. They come in here day in and day out after a tough loss last night, You have one slip away in Pittsburgh last Sunday, and you got to come right back to it and work.
Yeah, no question. And baseball players obviously are known for their short memories, but I wonder, and I'll go to you, Robert. I guess my thoughts on the hater situation is, do I look at him differently a little bit? Will I cheer for him? Probably not stand and cheer and do a standing ovation every time he comes in. Will I root for him? Yes, he's a member of the Milwaukee Brewers. He's one of the better pitchers we've had in quite some time. But I guess I'll ask you, Robert, I mean, is this going to affect Hader long-term, do you think? Or is this something that he can just kind of, I guess, put in the rearview mirror? I mean, he's got to get back on the mound at some point. And last night you might have had an opportunity, but Council chose to not go that way. But we'll see if he gets out there tonight. Do you think it'll affect him in any way as going forward this season and maybe beyond?
Yeah, I would say it's very possible. And it's something that teammates and coaches are all watching right now. And how he responds to this is going to be key for not only his performance on the field, but off of it as well. I mean, on a personal level, it's going to really test him. I mean, there's a lot of players have confidence that he's going to be able to overcome this, because those tweets from 7 years ago are not a reflection of the person he is today. And that's something that teammates have continued to stress over the last few days. I think he'll be perfectly fine. I think it's going to take him a little bit of time, though, in order to get to that point. But I think talking to teammates and talking to people that really know him best, I think he'll end up being okay in the long run.
Yeah. And, you know, Billy, for me, it's like I have a really hard time, despite what I just said, you know, about not giving him a standing ovation when he comes in the game. But I have a really hard time crucifying a 17-year-old kid for some dumb things he said on the internet.
Yeah, and guys, we're all navigating through. Tim says it all the time to me as the veteran in the business, I guess. We're all navigating through this social media together, guys.
Yeah.
It's only about 10 years old. And when you're looking at the ramifications of what anything can be put online and how quickly it can change, I mean, guys, we call a spade, somebody had this stacked up waiting to get on to Josh Hader for a while. I mean,
well, it was a Cubs fan, wasn't it?
If it wasn't a Cubs fan, it was somebody that he wronged in high school that really didn't like him. I mean, it's clear that there was somebody had been waiting and planned this to go at the right time, and it is out there while he's pitching on a mound. I mean, that's the craziest part about this. You look at the situation live, and it was like a dead man walking. You didn't even know what was going to be able to be said at the end of the night, because pretty much he had been spoken for at the point. But like Robert said, man, you talk to these dudes that know him best. I know I talked to Lewis Brinson a lot last year, who roomed with Hader, roomed with Phillips in that Colorado Springs clubhouse, and it really doesn't seem like it's a reflection of who he is today. But like you said, you know, words are words, and what you say on the internet, guys, is going to come back to bite you. I've had my fair share of things come back and things I did as a youth that have crucified me and made me a better person than I am today. So I think if you go back to the question you asked Robert, Mitch, and how does this affect him long term, it's a huge stepping stone into the story that is Josh Hader. And you continue to write a chapter book of each of these guys' lives and each of these guys' careers. We see their career unfold in front of us, but we don't necessarily take a step back to realize the life that they're also living while playing this game that we all love to watch and love to cheer for. So there's going to be plenty of time for reflection, plenty of time for understanding, and there's going to be plenty of time for him to bite the bullet and face some very, very tough road trips.
Talking with Bill Schmid, Baby Tausch, as well as Robert Murray of The Athletic Wisconsin on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. As you can probably hear, both of them are down at Miller Park, standing right next to each other, according to my sources, as we do this little roundtable here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show, built by Ozinga. And I'll go to you, back to you, Robert. Does this Hader situation, does this maybe put more pressure on David Stearns to make a trade? I mean, it's been quiet, and maybe it's just something that, you know, you make a move and get kind of the attention off of it. Do you think that maybe puts more pressure on David Stearns?
Yeah, I would say it adds a little bit of pressure. Although I think the offensive struggles are really going to add more pressure to him than anything.
Yeah.
Just because of how bad it's been. And I mean, Billy mentioned it before. The pitching has really had a lot of strain on it because the offense isn't putting up runs. But I do expect the Brewers to be aggressive even after missing on Machado. I know of a couple guys are interested in. I'm probably going to end up reporting on it later tonight. Ken Rosenthal, my colleague, has also mentioned Brian Dozier as a candidate.
Yep.
for the Brewers. Although word is, from what I've been told, that there's another team that's showing a little bit more interest in the Brewers at this time. So, I mean, maybe they might miss out on him. but there's also another target of theirs that's out there who's controllable. I would say he's probably going to end up being the more likely target. I mean, I think it's going to cost a little bit too much to get him, but you'll end up reading more about it tonight on The Athletic.
Okay, well, we'll be sure to check that out on The Athletic Wisconsin for sure later on. And I'll go to you then, Billy. What do you think is the Brewers' biggest need at the deadline as we go forward? It seems like all of a sudden holes are popping up everywhere after a 7-game losing streak. And what do you see as the biggest need today?
It's not even a move that you're going to make, guys. It's going to have to be promotion from within, and it's going to have to be advancement from within. These guys are going to have to start playing better. I mean, if you want to break it down to brass tacks. Travis Shaw needs to be hitting closer to the back of his baseball card. He's hitting like 245 right now.
Yep.
The homers are starting to come. I talked to him, and his swing, he definitely feels like he's in a good place. But then you also look and you have a Ryan Braun hitting 235. You have Christian Yelich and Lorenzo Cain and Jesus Aguilar, you know, holding this offense up by the hind legs, it seems like, and just dragging them along, where you have guys that at the bottom of the order, you had to send down a Domingo Santana. You had to send down an Orlando Arcia. And those dudes I still think are going to be possible acquisitions to the 25.
Well,
they're on the 40-man, obviously, at the moment. But they're going to be guys that you can really count on. I don't necessarily know, guys, outside of maybe another relief pitcher that you're going to stack into that bullpen, I don't know right now if that difference-maker guy is going to be out on the trade market. These dudes are going to have to start hitting the ball.
Yeah, and Billy, I don't know how many more times I can come to the station or go to the ballpark or turn on my TV and see Tyler Saladino as your five hitter. I don't know how much longer I can do this.
It's totally tough, Mitch, and I agree with you. Tyler Saladino is a dude that...
I mean, he was nice for a while, but he's back down to earth, and it's
yep.
Just, man, you're five hitter.
And
wow.
You know what it is, Mitch? He's a guy that every major league team needs. That's for sure. But when you're slotting him in at the five hole, there's definite concern for one, the injury and the health of your team, and two, the depth that you've been tested with. And they're fighting, guys. They got Brad Millers and Tyler Saladinos, and Nate Orff is still running around that clubhouse somewhere. I mean, these guys are all trying to pitch in and do a little bit of patchwork that they can, but ultimately, the heavy hitters that you counted on, Manny Pena, I brought up Domingo Santana, he's down at AAA. It sounds like Domingo's going to get another run up here too, and Arcia has already seemed to have proven that he deserves another shot. These guys are going to get an opportunity. Depends on if they make the most of it.
Yeah, and you know, obviously Saladino's defense too, compared to Arcia, who was a lead pipe lockout there at shortstop.
No,
he was automatic on every ball, and Saladino has a few hiccups here or there, no question
about
it.
Mitch, it seems like sometimes the mother load of these injuries just kind of get at you at one time and ultimately just kind of slam you in the door. But these guys have continued to fight. Like you said, Saladino at the five hole, though.
Yeah.
It is getting a little concerning.
Yeah, I don't know how much longer I can do it. So obviously we're talking about the shortstop position there, Robert, and we got our first look at Manny Machado in a Dodgers uniform last night. He was on base four times, couple of hits, couple of walks. How close were the Brewers to actually landing Manny Machado?
Okay, so David Stearns even went on the record and said that the Brewers had strong interest, and that kind of caught a lot of the beat writers off guard just because he usually keeps things pretty close to the vest.
Yep.
But it was very clear how strong their interest was, but I don't think it was ever really close. I know the Orioles wanted one of either Keston Hiura or Corbin Burns or maybe another different piece as well,
wow.
You know, like a Freddie Peralta. But I don't think the Brewers are really willing to give any of those kind of players up. I think they were more willing to give up quantity over quality, and I think Diaz was the guy that was going to end up getting it over the top of the Dodgers. I don't think the Brewers were ever really close, though, to making this happen. I do think that while their interest is strong, they just weren't willing to give up what it took, and I think they're going to end up being much more aggressive with other players and much more likely to kind of land other players than they were ever for Machado.
And there you go, guys. We can all take a collective deep breath from the prospect hoarders that are all worried that you're going to give up your top guys. David Stearns is on your side. Don't worry. He's not going to mortgage everything that he can to try to go get somebody. He, like Robert just said, man, he's ready to rock and roll with some of the guys he's got, but he's also going to go and make a couple of moves that are going to need to pay some dividends.
Yeah, I was going to say, Billy, I mean, is that something that he might regret? Not kind of pushing the chips? Because I guess, you know, Robert makes it sound like the Brewers are kind of a distant second in that in the Manny Machado sweepstakes. So,
and Mitch, it pegs a great debate, because then you come in here and you watch the guy get on base four times right against you, and the whole way along, it was pretty clear to me that the Dodgers were the best fit for Machado. Once Seager goes down earlier in the year, you knew that they were going to have a hole and a place that next year they didn't need to worry about Machado walking somewhere else. They're going to have Seager come back, and he's going to be their everyday shortstop like he was last year when they were a game away from a championship. So when you're the Dodgers, it made, I think, all the sense in the world. When you're the Brewers, you have to look at it from what it does for your team, your 25-man roster. You also have to look at that it takes it away from another team.
He is Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Catch him after the game tonight on the Fan, on the Blaine's Farm and Fleet baseball postgame show presented by Milwaukee Admirals Hockey. Baby Tausch, I'm going to let you go, and we will catch up down the road, all right?
And Mitch, one more thing. I want to welcome Robert into the Brewers Media Mafia. Great to have another guy in here with some good coverage. Appreciate it. Can't wait to read it up on The Athletic.
Hey, thank you very much, Billy. It's I would tell you over the phone as well, but I can look at you face to face right now and say thank you as well. I appreciate it, my friend.
All righty. There he is, Bill Schmidt. And Robert, I will let you go as well. Thanks for a couple of minutes this afternoon. You have an open invitation on my On Deck show every Saturday, all right?
All right. Thank you very much.
There he is, Robert Murray on Twitter, at by Robert Murray of the newly launched Athletic Wisconsin. He's the Brewers beat writer, just coming on board this week as they launch the site and get some extra Wisconsin sports coverage out there in the Twitter sphere and the interwebs going forward. They join me on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935. We'll hit a quick break. On the other side, we'll go inside the clubhouse, hear from Travis Shaw. Baby Tausch caught up with him a little while ago. Shaw has the night off with the lefty on the mound. He's obviously getting the offense going a little bit here in 2018. We'll see what he has to say. Coming up next here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show, built by Ozinga. Together, building better here on the only station Brewers fans need, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes info as we take you inside the clubhouse. Brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Good food, good drinks, good people, and great fun. This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck show, built by Ozinga on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yes, it is, and it's live from the International Hyundai Greenfield and Hyundai West Dallas Studios. Mayor Mitch here getting you set for first pitch of Game 2 between the Brewers and the Dodgers down at Miller Park. Chase Anderson goes for the crew against Clayton Kershaw for the Dodgers. Brewers now have lost seven straight. They come in at 55-44, now 3.5 games behind the Chicago Cubs, who got a 7-2 victory over the Cardinals in Game 2 of that series at Wrigley after getting smacked yesterday by the Cardinals. They would come back and kind of return the favor a little bit today. Again, the Brewers 3.5 games behind the Chicago Cubs for first place in the NL Central as we begin action today. Time now, we're going to head back down to Miller Park, check in with Baby Tausch, who caught up with Travis Shaw in the Brewers clubhouse. And as Shaw looks to get going here, let's see what he has to say.
Bill Schmidt inside the Brewers clubhouse with third baseman Travis Shaw. Travis, thanks for the time, man. Welcome back.
Thanks. Good to be back.
Good. A couple of days off there?
Yeah, it was nice to reset body, kind of take a few days off, let everything recover. And yesterday was good to be back.
Now we're back into baseball, but before I ask any baseball questions, I got to say, LeBron in L.A., are you ordering a purple or a gold Laker jersey?
Gold. Gold.
Got I got to go gold. With the gold, too, man.
It's the gold. It's the standard. It's the Laker look. I got to go with the gold.
That's a good decision for him, though. I totally agree with it. Now, 63 to play for you guys. Obviously, 11 games over. Tough stretch you guys are going through, but it's baseball.
Yeah, I mean, everybody goes through these stretches. Every team goes through these stretches. Every World Series team goes through these stretches, so it's good that we're going through it now. We have time to rebound and get good momentum going towards the end of the season. Just happens to be one of those stretches where right now we've played some tough teams. We were banged up a little bit before the break. Now we come out and play a couple tough teams here, so we're just looking to right the ship a little bit.
Tough pitchers. I know last night you were in there with Hill. That curveball that he's got is nasty, and then you're out of it with Kershaw today. That might not be the worst one maybe to get the day off for.
Yeah, I mean, Personally, I'd rather face Kershaw than Rich Hill. Rich Hill's nasty, man. His curveball is gross. It kind of sprays the zone. You can't really lock in on a target. And when he's throwing everything for strikes, he's tough.
I was watching him. It seems like he's got like two or three different versions of that curveball.
Yeah, he's got two or three different arm angles too. He can drop down a little bit. He's got the big sweeper. He's got the kind of the strike one, and it's just kind of tough to decide which one to swing at. It just keeps going too.
So when you guys are in here, obviously you got tape rolling the guys that you're going up against today. What's the number one, number two focus that you have when you're just trying to see a guy maybe for the first time?
For me, I look to see what majority, like what side of the plate he attacks on against lefties. Guys that tend to focus on one area of the plate, I'll focus on that area. But guys that kind of do both sides, those are the guys that are kind of tough.
And you've been able to swing the bat, get a couple of homers here in the last couple of days before the break. Got to feel good.
Yep, feels good. I was in a pretty good spot going into the break, so hopefully we'll get it going here right now.
And this clubhouse always fun, always outgoing. A couple of things going on the last couple of days. Everything good?
Yeah, we addressed it. It's over. I don't think we'll talk about it anymore.
And I know everybody around this city is just waiting for the last 63. You guys got a lot of games at home, a lot of things that you guys control at this point.
Yeah, I mean, we're still second in the league in wins, so we're still in a good spot. Obviously, the Cubs are playing well. It's going to be a fight all the way down the stretch. We're not going to just walk into a division title. So we've got a fight. We're a little bit behind now. We just got to make up a little bit of ground here.
And how much of last year when you guys were fighting from behind and still, you know, fighting and clawing and getting right there to, you know, 161, what does that carry into this year when you go through the last 2 months?
I think it's going to help. I mean, to go through that experience last year where every game kind of matters the last 3 weeks of the season, that's a good learning experience for everybody. It was a lot of guys' first time through that, and it should benefit us this year.
There he is, Baby Tausch, with Brewers third baseman Travis Shaw, who gets the day off with Clayton Kershaw on the mound tonight. He did face Rich Hill last night. Interesting comments there, how he says he'd almost rather face Kershaw than Rich Hill, who is obviously one of those finesse lefties getting pretty old. I have no idea how he continues to be successful for a major league baseball team at this point in his career, but he continues to do it, and kudos to him. We'll hit a quick break here again on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show. Coming up, we'll take a look at the injury report, get you a look at maybe some expanded standings as well in the NL Central, and take a look at who's hot and who's not. That's coming up next on the Pella Windows and Doors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show, built by Ozinga, right here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Baseball is 90% mental and the other half is physical. So who's injured on the crew? Here's today's injury report on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show, built by Ozinga, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And it's live from the International Hyundai Greenfield and Hyundai West Dallas Studios. Welcome back to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show, built by Ozinga. Together, building better here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan, Mayor Mitch here, getting you set for game 2 of 3 between the Brewers and the Dodgers as the Brewers look to get back on the winning track. They've lost 7 straight games and won't get any easier tonight as they take on multiple Cy Young Award winner Clayton Kershaw for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Brewers fall last night 6-4 again in the opener of this series. Let's take a look at the injury report now. Some rare good news on the injury front for your Milwaukee Brewers as Ryan Braun now returns from the 10-day disabled list. He's back in there tonight playing first base and in the cleanup spot in Craig Counsell's order. Otherwise, pick your favorite Brewer, and they're probably on the disabled list right now. Zach Davies still on the 10-day DL. Matt Albers on the 10-day DL. He is working his way back. Junior Guerra on the 10-day DL. Jimmy Nelson again, 60-day DL. It's been very, very quiet on Jimmy Nelson this year. Man, that might get a little bit louder if the Brewers continue to struggle like this. Eric Thames still on the 10-day DL with his hamstring injury. Jonathan Villar on the 10-day DL with a thumb injury. Obviously, a couple of these guys should be coming back at some point soon. My theory, I don't know if I got this from Tim Allen over the last, you know, before the All-Star break, I think that the Brewers went to some of the players and said, hey, if you have any nick or bad hamstring or sore muscles, let us know. We'll throw you on the DL and we'll bring you back maybe the week after the All-Star break, or, you know, right away from the All-Star break. And I think that's why you saw so many guys go on the disabled list there last week. Obviously, it was a revolving door around the clubhouse. Again, Ryan Braun back in the lineup, hitting cleanup for the Brewers and playing first base. So he returns from the 10-day DL. Let's get you who's hot or who's not.
Some of the Brewers are hot, while some are not. This is Who's Hot, Who's Not on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, built by Ozinga.
Brandon Woodruff red hot from the plate. 1-for-1 with a bomb in Pittsburgh last weekend. He's batting 1,000 in the month of July. Great to see there. Brett Phillips, 2-for-5 in his short time back up as a major leaguer. Christian Yelich, red hot. Could have been, should have been the hero last night. In 15 games in July, he's 20-for-60 with 8 runs scored, 7 doubles, 12 RBIs. Actually, no home runs. Does have a triple. Has struck out 17 times in the month of July. Eric Thames was 12-for-41 before he went on the DL in the month of July. Jonathan Villar, 8-for-28 in the month of July. That's a .286 batting average, hitting .261, by the way. He's a guy that could maybe get a little bit more time in that middle infield for the Milwaukee Brewers. Travis Shaw, again, kind of staying steady this year around the .250 mark. He's sitting at .242 as we speak. He's 5-for-58 with 4 home runs in the month of July. And Jesus Aguilar hitting just .250 in July, but 6 of those hits, 6 of those 14 hits are home runs. He's got 17 RBIs as well, so the production and the slugging and the power is definitely there for Jesus Aguilar. Who's not hot? Keon Broxton in 15 games in the month of July. 3-for-27. With 12 strikeouts for Keon Broxton. A couple of stolen bases for him as well. Nate Orff hitting .059 in 12 games in July. He's 1-for-17. The one, of course, was the big home run against the Twins on the 4th of July to lead the Milwaukee Brewers to victory back on that day. Let's get you a look here quickly at some standings here in the National League Central. Again, the Brewers sit at 3.5 back. The Chicago Cubs, who are 57-39. The Brewers 55-44. Again, the Cubs beat the Cardinals today 7-2. So again, 3.5 as we speak. Brewers can obviously gain a half game with a victory tonight. The Brewers have lost 7 straight. We'll go to St. Louis. They're 49-48 on the year. Fired Mike Matheny last week. They're 8.5 back from the Cubs for first place in the National League Central. And a half game behind them, 9 games out of the first place Cubs, is the Pittsburgh Pirates, who have conversely won 7 straight, have not lost in the same amount of time the Brewers have not won. So they are kind of nipping at the Brewers' heels a little bit here. And the Reds sit back 11 games under 500, 14.5 back at 43-54 of the Chicago Cubs, who are in first place in the National League Central. Let's get you the starting lineups here again for the Brewers and the Dodgers as we kind of inch our way toward the first pitch here. Chase Anderson goes for the crew against Clayton Kershaw for the Dodgers. First for the visiting Dodgers, it's Jock Peterson out in left field. He's leading off, batting second and playing shortstop, Manny Machado. Batting third and out in right field, Matt Kemp. Batting fourth and at third base, Max Muncy. Batting fifth and doing the catching, it's Yasmani Grandal. Batting sixth and playing center field tonight, Chris Taylor. Batting seventh and at first, it's Cody Bellinger. Batting eighth and at second base, Enrique Kike Hernandez. Batting ninth and doing the pitching, it's Clayton Kershaw for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And for the Brewers, Lorenzo Cain leads off and in center field. Christian Yelich bats second and plays left field. Batting third and playing third today, Jesus Aguilar. Batting fourth and at first base, Ryan Braun. Batting fifth and at shortstop, Tyler Saladino. Batting sixth and at second base, it's Hernan Perez. Batting seventh and out in right field tonight, Keon Broxton. I almost said Matt Kemp. Keon Broxton for the Brewers. Behind home plate and hitting eighth, Eric Kratz. Batting ninth and doing the pitching for the crew, it's Chase Anderson. That's going to do it for us here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, built by Ozinga. After the last pitch, you make the switch to the Blaine's Farm and Fleet Baseball postgame show presented by Milwaukee Admirals Hockey. Tim Allen, Baby Tausch, hopefully talking about a Brewers victory here after this one as they go for the first victory in quite some time. My thanks to Bill Schmidt and Robert Murray of The Athletic Wisconsin. Check his work out. Those guys join me on the roundtable today on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, built by Ozinga. Together, building better. Talk to you after the game on The Fan.
T
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.